Penguin Random House Audio presents Purposeful. Are you a manager or a movement starter? This is the author, Jennifer Dulski. Chapter 2, Spark a Standing Ovation. Getting started. The doing is the thing. The talking and worrying and thinking is not the thing. Amy Poehler. Be the first one to clap. Watching ordinary people make extraordinary change happen every day in my position at change.org inspired me to write a book about how everyone, from managers to budding entrepreneurs and from parents to teenagers to retirees, can start their own movements. I believe wholeheartedly that every single person has the capacity to start and lead a movement that changes the world. You don't need to be Nelson Mandela or Gloria Steinem to inspire change. Even the biggest movements in history were sparked by relatively small but critically important actions of key people along the way. The civil rights movement would not have been the same without Rosa Parks and the sit-in movement sparked by the Greensboro Four. Historian David Carter's research showed that it was homeless youth who first resisted police in the Stonewall riots that ultimately led to the gay rights movement. And the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 was successful thanks to the stories of individuals, such as a woman with cerebral palsy who was denied access to a movie theater, and a wheelchair-bound Vietnam veteran who could not get on and off the bus and faced employment discrimination. Tiffany Schlein, a filmmaker and founder of the Webby Awards, created a great short film called 50-50. In it, she talks about the number of women who have been elected heads of state and why that number is still so small.